For some LGBTQ folks, adult sports can be a safe haven. Lauren Gallup spoke with skaters on a Western Washington roller derby league about how they're striving to improve the inclusivity of their community.
At Skate World Tacoma, somewhere around 30 players are getting warmed up for their roller derby practice. Abigail Vander Austin, known as Graze My Anatomy on the track, is new to the league but has been doing derby for a while.
Roller derby was the first place that I could talk about being queer without getting the side eye or really awkward conversations.
Her hometown league offered pride bouts, and she found that most players wore their pronouns on their helmets. When she moved to Western Washington, she joined Dockyard Roller Derby, an open gender league.
There's not a lot of spaces where you can go and have positive connections with other women and other, you know, non-binary AFAB folks. And so I do think that there's kind of a big push to create community.
AFAB are people assigned female at birth. Skaters say creating that welcoming community doesn't come without the effort. Clarity Dickinson has had a number of derby names.
I started out with Frida KO, and then in November of 2016, I started going by Impeach 45. And now I believe I'm going to go by Pain into Peach, because a lot of people still call me Peach.
Dickinson started the pickup league Queer Squad Washington 7 years ago for queer skaters and active allies. She and other skaters created the league after a homophobic incident on another team. She says they realized they needed a safer space.
And we needed to skate as a group rather than just participants on a league to show just that we're not going to put up with it.
While derby has a history in defying traditional female gender roles and establishing a space for women in sport, Dickinson pushes back on the idea that derby is inherently a safe space for all identities.
So I think that when you hear the term safe space, as soon as you declare any place or culture a safe space, it's automatically not.
Dickinson says a supportive space doesn't come automatically. Community members need to be vigilant and understand that those letters cover a lot of people. Dickinson says while derby has often been a supportive space for cisgendered white queer people, a lot of skaters don't fall into that realm.
So is it safe or is it a supported place for them? And that's something that I don't necessarily think I can answer.
Melissa Carson-Goldie, whose derby name is Nicole Plated, says players on the league have ongoing conversations about how they can be more inclusive of all identities. Carson-Goldie coaches a junior derby team and sees the next generation working toward and achieving more inclusivity, with the support of a plethora of adults.
I think being diligent about making a safe space requires people to really think about things and policies and the way that things work. And when you're talking about an all-volunteer-run group, there's not always a lot of time and space for that. And I think things sometimes get overlooked.
Derby takes buy-in. Players, coaches, and referees are all volunteers. Dickinson says that dedication transcends more than just the skaters' drive for sport and into their drive to make this place a community. She compares derby to sitting down at a family table with all kinds of relatives, but at this table, people who make hateful comments aren't invited to the next meal.
That's where derby draws the line, and it does become a safe space.
At the roller rink, I'm Lauren Gallup.